With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking once again with Beverly High School hockey coach Andy Scott. And coach, first of all, congratulations. Looks like a really good win today against Pentucket.
Yeah, you know, we got a couple turnovers in the first period that both ended up in the back of our net, even though I thought for most of the period we were okay. You know, I thought we had a little bit more, and I asked the boys to, you know, be a little bit better in the second, and after being down 2-1 after the first, I thought in the second they definitely brought a little bit more, so it's good to see.
Yeah, I was watching Phil Stacey's tweets, and he was, you know, describing the game sort of a play-by-play. And to see you guys go down was a little concerning, but then that you bounced back. So tell me about the ebb and flow of the game, because, you know, you guys haven't been home for a while, so that had to be a help.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty physical game from the get-go. There was high emotions, definitely some extracurriculars for sure in this one. You know, not super uncommon for hockey games, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know, I thought that the first period was something where, you know, I thought we were a little inconsistent on the forecheck, and I thought that if we could get back to being more consistent on forecheck, and then especially we were a little bit not great in terms of having good sticks in the defensive zone and being hard on the puck, and so we just asked to try to improve those things in the second and kind of put the foot on the gas and got the tying one right away, which was great. And then, you know, going from there, I think one of those things where once you go ahead, it's nice to kind of see that response where you just keep going. And, you know, despite some of the penalties in both directions, you know, I think the overall character of this team is that, you know, they don't quit, and sometimes they respond to adversity, and that's what we want to see them continue to do. So it was nice that they respond to adversity and obviously, you know, continue to play the third period despite a couple scrums. They kept, you know, kept the foot on the gas all the way through, so it was good to see that. I think the shots were probably 35-15 or something like that, so it was good to see, you know, a consistent effort all the way from, you know, second all the way into the third and through the third.
Mm-hmm. Well, hockey obviously is a collision sport, so you're going to get some of the, you know, the energy out, and kids have to do what they have to do, and even adults do, I guess,
yeah,
when you're on the ice.
Yeah.
So as long as you control us, you know, as the things you can control, I guess, is the main thing. Tell me about Johnny Meza.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, he just gives you a lot. You know, he like I told you, you know, preseason and then coming into this game, you know, he just put a lot of work in. He put a lot of work into his skating, and, you know, he got himself to a place where he's a lot stronger physically, and, you know, it's noticeable on the ice and off the ice, and I'm really proud of him. And, you know, he's been someone who has a very good nose for the puck. He finds the puck, loose pucks, puts them in the back of the net, and he knows that. One of the most important things that you can teach a young guy, especially all hockey players will tell you, the quicker it gets off your stick, the more likely it's going to end up in the back of the net. So, you know, he's really good in that respect, and obviously had a couple more tonight, so happy for him, and obviously happy that, you know, they resulted in a 5-2 win.
All right, Coach, finally, if you could give out 3 stars for your team, who would it be?
Yeah, you know, I think you definitely have to include Maz. I'm not going to go in any particular order.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I think that the group effort was really good, but definitely I'd start with Maz for sure, having a couple good ones. I thought number 3, Ethan Haight, was really good today, too. He got one of our goals as well. And then Logan Bowen hit 4 crossbars, or, you know, 4 posts, and also scored. So, he, you know, he could have had probably 3, 4, or 5 today if those go bar down or bar in instead of bar out. So I thought he had his best game of the season. So I'm going to stick with those 3. You know, a couple guys on defense played well, but let's go with those 3. Logan Bowen, Johnny Meza, and Ethan Haight.
All right, we'll give him those 3 stars. Finally, Coach, 3-2-1 now, but the thing that stands out to me, and I know that you've got to feel pretty good about the team at the moment, and you can't get carried away, of course, but, hello, 24 goals scored and 14 allowed. That's pretty impressive, you know, almost a third of the way through the season.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I think I'm most proud of the 14 allowed. You know, I'd like to see us score a few more goals. Every coach wants to see a couple more goals end up in the back of the net. But, you know, if you score, a clip of 4 goals a game, that's not terrible. You know, and I think, you know, like I said, I'm more impressed with our overall buy-in for team defense. You know, even though we gave up 2 in the first today, that I think were somewhat of breakdowns that, you know, combined with some real good shots from the guys on Pentucket. But I just think that's one of those things where if you're buying into defense first, and then, you know, your transition game is okay, the offense will come. So really happy with that bottom line of only having 14 allowed so far this year.
Congratulations, Coach. It's been a long climb. You guys have done well. Happy for you and the kids.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. We appreciate the support, and hopefully we'll just keep going from here.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Andy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Andy Scott, who is the Beverly High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.